been talking this morning about my missed opportunity at Walmart yesterday. That's what it seems like the response is so far, is that, Stooks, you moron, should have gone for it. There was this girl. She caught my eye as I was headed toward the cheese. She was looking for cheese, and I was looking for cheese. You know? It wasn't a simple, there's the cheese I want, I'm going. It was, where is that cheese that I like? You know what I mean? It was that kind of thing. And I have the same problem. She's wearing a royal shirt that looked nice on her, and she was wearing those shorts that girls wear, those like t-shirt material shorts that, you know, they're nice. I'm a fan. And I missed out. I didn't go up and say anything to her. I thought about it briefly. I was like, I should go over and say something to her. I should, especially since I'm getting cheese anyway. Maybe a 2-for-1 deal there. But I didn't. And I'm wondering if I should regret this, or was I right? Is it creepy to have someone approach you at Walmart? 539-9750 or 238-0975. And then, you know, that added to the fact that I got stuck behind this woman with a kid that was screaming for like 5 minutes in the checkout line. And the 20 items or less checkout line, somehow we were stuck there that long because of the way these guys were paying for their food in front of her. Wailing away. Ah! And so it went from great Walmart experience to like, oh, okay, I didn't get a date, and to, you know, just terrible. Terrible stuff. What should I have done?
Well, a piece of cheese, so the...
Or even like a bottle of water or something. Like, gone back and gotten something and come back.
Yeah.
So what was the plan one more time? I'm still confused on it. Did you catch it, Chris?
Throw something at her.
Yeah. Roll a piece of cheese at her, like a big wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
like,
oops.
Too down to pick it up.
I seem to have rolled my cheese against your perfectly bronzed leg.
They do have that round cheese I guess I could have rolled.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been sneaky, yeah. That's it. That's all I needed was a good icebreaker, and I just couldn't think of it. You know?
I
was like, oh, you like individually wrapped slices of cheese, too? No, that's about all I had.
Yeah, it's a little gay.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Did I miss out? Should I have picked up at Walmart? What do you think?
You should never mess with fate, and that's exactly what you did.
Whoops.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all there, the royal shirt, the cheese.
The cheese.
You let it go.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I didn't think about it.
Well, they say after high school and college, it's a lot harder to meet people, and... You know, unless you want to pick up somebody at a bar, Walmart's a pretty good place.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I'm so worried about approaching people at Walmart, but...
Well, I don't know. I guess it's the whole shopping thing, and...
Yeah.
You just never know. It's kind of a weird situation, but...
Sure.
You know, I think it's better than picking somebody up at a bar, so...
I messed it up. I know.
You did. Don't let it go again.
All right. Next time, I won't mess it up.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I think that if you would have went up to her, that would have been the cutest story to tell your grandparents, to tell your kids about how you guys met.
So you're saying I just lost a wife?
Yes, you did. I mean, who wants to tell their grandparents, oh, I was squashed and she came up to me in the bar and I said, nice shoes, you want to,
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you could have been like, you know, this, okay, I've had this happen to me before. I was eating at Applebee's, and this was one of the cutest lines anybody said, and the person ran into me, and I spilled a drink all over, and he goes, you know what, this would be the cutest story to tell our grandkids. And, you know, and then you're like, oh, you know, the girls are like, oh, you. So, yeah, you could have said, you know, this would be a nice story to tell our grandkids someday how we met buying cheese.
I know, yep. See, cheese has never done me, that's the thing, cheese has never done me wrong.
No.
Every once in a while, if I have too much Velveeta or something, yeah, it doesn't sit right, but for the most part, cheese has done me right, and I should have stuck with it this time.
Well, maybe she will hear you on the radio station, and maybe... Just maybe she remembered you from that experience, and she might call you up and say, hey, I'm the Royals girl. You want to go out?
I'd be up for it.
Send that message out. You're looking for the Royals girl. And,
Royals girl,
and
come
if she
now.
Wants to call you.
Royals girl with gray shorts, t-shirt material like shorts.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye, Steve. See ya.